It looked pretty hard, but just couldn't get a result on the board.
Oh, I thought we worked really hard, well and truly in the game, particularly the first half, more so. At the end of the day, you've got to convert when you're playing a quality team, and you've got some challenges and interstate. You need to convert. I thought we the scoreboard didn't reflect really how well we're going in the game, to be truthful. So, but then we lost some composure in the third quarter, didn't use the ball as well, and they counterpunched us really, which we know is their strength, the slingshot football. I thought we contained that pretty well in the first half, but a few really bad turnovers coming from the midfield, and they do what quality sides do, and they counterpunch it pretty quickly. So, but then to the last quarter, I thought we really fought on. You know, at the end of the day, we had equal entries from centre back, but they were slicker with the ball, and some of that could have been ifs, buts, maybes. But I thought our conversion didn't happen to the last quarter. So, and our centre square bounce work, our ruckman couldn't get the hand to the ball, and really, finally, when we had them under real pressure and contained, they just had an easy bailout kick where I think they'd be really pleased with what their ruckman and tools did, where they marked it down the line to release the pressure valve when we had defended how we wanted to defend that. They needed to be spoiled back or taken out of bounds, but they got through, so that was disappointing.
Mr. Clarkson spoke about it being someone like you need for that counterpunch.
They clearly set shorter stoppages, roll up, they keep a couple of bit of shape in front of the ball and high handball and kick it over the top. But sometimes it can be you're disorganised behind the ball. So if you defend off the short pitch, short turnovers, handball game, you're more inclined to get counterpunch if you've got shallow entries. And just when we didn't want them, we had them. I think Mundy turned it over twice coming through the midfield. Crozier, really shallow entry, and a couple of things like that. So not blaming those players, but they're the type of mechanics that will bring you under some pressure against a team like that.
That bad kick in the middle, given the situation...
For goal?
Yes, for goal. Given your situation during the season, not having won a game, do you think it was just a build-up of pressure for those kicks, or was it just the pressure of the match, or lack of confidence?
I couldn't make a judgment either way. I think it's got to be a technique and strength of mind, so I wouldn't have thought so.
So how did you
think
the midfield held up without Mundy and
obviously five? Well, Mundy, we chose to deploy him at half back. I thought he gave some great distribution, particularly early. We were really pleased. Really, really pleased.
So is that part of trying to grow in midfield for the future a bit?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I thought Walters was a pretty special performance. But you kick 3-2 at 30-odd and played through the midfield. It's not a bad hit out. Yeah, so yeah, we'll continue. I think Hill's inside work. We had Weller on a wing and playing at half back, and Tucker in his second game on a wing. It's sort of clearly a phase we're working through, and you look at Atkins, you go, geez, he's a pretty good player. Where's he come from? You haven't seen a lot of him, but I mean, he was drafted 4 years ago. He's a 4-year player. So they're the sort of things we're working our way through, but we've sort of had a great week. 0-5, 5-0, 6-0. Our weeks don't change. We prepare and play and train like it's a grand final every week, because if you don't, you never get to where you want to be. So that's our overriding philosophy.
So what's when that premiership table does go upside down for you? What sort of vision do you have to then sell your people outside of
football? Well, it's not about sell. We bring everyone along for the ride. And clearly it's evidenced by Tucker and Blakely and Gray and Weller in that playing. I think it's evident. And our senior players are invigorated with that youth coming in, and they're keen to inspire them and lead them and establish the right habits for them to become successful AFL players.
So do you change your thinking of what you do with selection? Whereas, say, last year you would be picking, like you said...
Well, that's not totally accurate, because we chose Sheridan over Duffield because we thought it was marginal. We went with the youth.
On a weekly basis,
I think no doubt if it's a 50-50 ball. I mean, what's difficult is you get great servants like Mzungu and those sort of characters that, and we did it the week before. So it's hard to keep your full integrity to selection. But as long as our young players are giving great effort and trying their hardest, well, then you can pick them. But we're not going to pick people that don't give effort and aren't committed. So as long as our players, the youth, play their part, it allows you to pick them.
Ross, given the state of the season, I suppose, opposition you're playing, you could have been forgiven for coming in with an all defence sort of attitude. You clearly didn't do it in the first quarter, which is commendable. was there any thought given to that, or what was the rationale?
Given to what?
To basically try and take on Adelaide head to head.
I do that every week. Impossible. I've done that every week. I've coached for 9 years. That's how I think.
Ross, you mentioned Brad Servants a minute ago and how hard it was to leave them out.
No, I didn't say it was hard to leave them out. I just think you just got to be careful when you're picking a team that you keep integrity, because you can't value things and say you value things and then pick people that aren't exhibiting those values. So I said, as long as our youth give commensurate effort and dedication, well, then you can do that comfortably.
Given where you're at, a lot of those Servants
06.
Coming out of contract, are their sort of careers on the line? Some of those going to come to
an end? Yeah, look. I like to think we're the sort of club that doesn't conduct our list management and contracts post-game after round six and through the media. That would be really disrespectful of me. And I don't do contracts. I don't think of that. I train and treat all my players equally. I support them, I guide them, and I challenge them. And that's what I'll continue to do to the end of the season until someone tells me otherwise.
What did you make of...
You guys sorted out. Who's Sorry. Next? Take a you ticket.
Alex Pearce.
We're at Safeway. 69, 70.
Alex Pearce on Taylor Walker.
Oh, look, I think you're starting to see those things. But we know Alex Pearce is a really good young player, you know, so we're really thrilled. What Taylor, I think he's playing a little bit sore, Taylor Walker. Michael Angelo would probably know more better than me. But in saying that, he was out there, and once you're out there, you're fit. And it's kept him to 10 and goalless, and I think it was a terrific performance. And he's a third-year player that really stood up last year, and he had some shins soreness over summer and all those sort of things, and so he's really coming on. We're really pleased.
Did you like Tavernier's first half as well?
I really thought Matthew Tavernier copped a lot of criticism last week. Even last week, there's some really good things, and I got frustrated with a couple of things he did last week, but I really liked his game today. It just shows you've got to stick with him. So what you do on the back of last week, you get him in, you have a one-on-one, and we say, how are we going? Let's just tidy those areas up. We'll back you in as long as you do this. And it was a good reminder to me and the coaches that if you work with people, you know, it's that for and with. You know, if they know you're working with them, they'll work for you. And I think Matthew Tavernier was a good example of that today.
We're well aware of all the players that you got with some injury-wise. And your commitment...
Yeah, there's not too many. Yeah. A couple of good ones.
Yeah. And your commitment was there today.
Yeah.
Is it going to get any easier for you, or is it going to get harder?
What, to give commitment?
No, the weeks ahead, is it getting tougher?
I see every day I wake up, I see opportunity. That's what I see. I see possibility, and everything starts with possibility. See what you want to be and then get in action and repeat the action to achieve. How long that takes, I don't know, but I know that model works.
What do you see, Liz? Do you see your needs become more crystallised in these 6 weeks than they say they were at the end of last year?
Well, we're an ongoing process of assessment. It's not my role. What I like about Fremantle Football Club, we're process-driven. People get put in the right seats to do their work, and they're supported and they're challenged, and we have rigour. So it's that old one, let the cobblers do the cobbling. So again, it would be remiss of me to conduct this management assessment in here. I think you guys are entitled to write what you see and what you think, but it's not for me to apply rigour to your opinion.
What about your... way you're seeing the game, is it open up some different thoughts when you're in this sort of role of 0-6 rather than 6-0 is what you see coming out and the way you go about?
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity to grow my coaching staff, improve our processes. But I've always seen myself as a teaching coach. That's what coaching's teaching. And I think with my coaching panels and my conditioning staff, we've been able to produce and teach players to play the game and improve and be a total system and improve individuals. That's all I know. So if there's traits out there that I don't possess that I need to possess, well, I'll identify them and improve them. But I see myself as a teaching coach and ability to teach a group of young men to improve. I think there's no doubt I did that at the Fremantle Football Club. Come in and help culture to change the place, change how we play. The only way you can do that is by teaching with a coaching panel. So... And I did that at St Kilda with another coaching group. So I see myself as a coach that teaches, because that's what coaching is. Certainly supportive on and off field, and I'm really excited by the challenge. And clearly I've got a time frame. I've always coached with huge expectation that was coming in this year. We've clearly disappointed. So then you have to realign and think, where are we at? And we do that as a group. And I'm really enthusiastic about improving our football and growing young players. So, thanks, Ross.